Hello. Oh, I've just peaked my
Hello.
mic instantly. Oh, I'm peaking it again. Sorry about that. I'm deafening people already. Welcome back. How many days ago? This isn't recorded like week to week. We're recording this a bit earlier because we have the time.
Yeah, and we don't know when we'll have the time
Yeah,
again,
so, and I don't want to abandon this for 2 months again. But welcome
so. Yeah.
back to the Talking About podcast. Great name, I know. I thought of it while at work instead of doing my job. I'm just over-explaining. We're
Well, we're
talking
talking
about
about Doctor
Doctor
Who.
Who. Yes, again, surprise, woo. Bet you didn't see that coming. You probably did. I think I'll schedule this to release on a Monday. So, in a few days from when it's being recorded. We're talking about Season 1, Episode 2 from 2005, which is. Is it the end of the world? I've already forgot the title. End of the world, I
Oh my
think.
gosh. Yeah,
This
something like
is
that.
going great. This intro is going great. I'm not. Yeah, it's end of the world. We really should, make sure I know what I'm talking about before talking about it on the Talking About podcast. But this was a 1 minute intro. That's crazy. But first, how are you, Grace?
I'm tired, but good.
I forgot to turn the TARDIS sounds back on, so
Tired,
now you can stop.
tired, but good. Obviously, I was at work late last night, so yeah, day's been just kind of chilling.
That's I don't know what to say about that. Just
What
great.
about you? What about
I already
you?
explained my day off camera, but it's been an all right day. I did another driving test. I say another as if I spoke right before, I haven't. But yeah, I've done another driving test. I've just been messaging my phone. Okay, I'll look at that after I've recorded. And I went very fast. It was very scary, but I didn't die. So
Well, that's a bonus. I
that is
had
a
a
bonus.
drink and realized I was supposed to start driving. Well, no, I wasn't supposed to start driving today, but it was something I was gonna do, and then I realized I had like a drink. When I mean a drink, I mean a alcoholic drink, obviously.
Yes.
So then I couldn't go for a drive. It's because we had dinner really late, and so I didn't think about it. So I was like, oh, I'll have a Guinness with my meal, just, nice. And yeah, I just kind of
Couldn't drive after that
for
because
yeah, couldn't drive.
drinking and driving is bad, people. Don't do it.
Yeah,
Anyway,
absolutely.
let's get on with talking about the episode and let's I've just skipped ahead. I think I have.
Not really.
How was your time since last episode, which is what we've just done? So yeah, on the list. What did you like about the episode, Grace?
I think my favorite character is more of my favorite thing about
Episode.
the episode, which is oh my gosh, you're gonna have to remind me of her name.
Jabe the Tree Lady.
Jabe, that was it. I wanted to say Jade and I knew that was wrong because of
It's.
obviously B's and D's.
It sounds like exactly the same, so.
Yeah, when they're just pronouncing it quickly. Yeah,
Yeah.
I wish she had more screen time because I just really like her character, how, I guess, sincere she is and just how she interacts with the Doctor. And because
Yeah.
she's probably the first person we see in this obviously newer series talk to the Doctor in that way, like properly, and I think she's just really neat. She's just a really neat character, and I like the fact that she's a tree and that her ancestry comes back to the planet Earth. I think that's really cool.
I like the fact that she's a tree. Great, 2025.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's just a really cool, like, alien character
Yeah.
design. I think it's just very clever.
While watching the episode, we had a mini discussion about whether she could be related to Groot from, like,
Oh,
Marvel.
yeah.
And the only
Yeah, I was
reason we
like, is
don't hear her
Groot's
say, "I
mother?
am Groot," is because, obviously, the TARDIS translates. Also, I think she'd probably be an ancestor of Groot. More than his mother, judging by the
Oh,
time.
yeah.
So she'd be like
'Cause,
his
yeah, the
great,
timeline, the
great,
Earth's
great,
gone.
great, 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 great,
Maybe
great,
Groot was just the
great.
first tree from the planet Earth.
Yeah. Something like that, probably.
And she's from the. They even go into such detail of like she's from the rainforest, which I think is
Yes.
very cool.
It is very, very
Anyway,
cool.
what was your favorite bit about the episode, or favorite
I
character, I guess,
think
because I've done that.
my favorite thing in the episode is I it was probably nostalgia, but just the TARDIS sound effects just always put a smile on my face from the Cole console in particular. So that's ninth and tenth Doctors. They've just got this charm to them, in my opinion. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. They just put a smile on my face, and I don't know who my favorite character is in this episode. I quite like the character interactions between Rose and the Doctor when Rose starts, like after Rose has started questioning, like, oh, I just kind of hitched a ride with a guy I just met. I don't even like really know him. And then she does have a little
Yeah,
existential crisis and talks to a twig.
she kind of realizes that I've just ran away with not just like a strange older man, but an alien, you know? It's yeah.
Yeah. And I just like the conflict that's there, even though it gets resolved really quickly and never brought up again. Like,
Yeah.
it's still nicer than to include. I also think just the story as a whole is quite a good first off-planet story, despite the fact of how traumatizing it would be, like, to actually be there.
Yeah, we were saying we had so we had a another we obviously we have conversations in the episode like we've said, and
Yes.
I think just seeing your own planet, like just being on your planet and then suddenly not being on your planet but in a PlayStation,
Being at a
oh my gosh,
PlayStation.
you can tell you can tell I'm tired on a space station that you know
Most time
seeing
on the
your own planet,
PlayStation 2.
you know. Stop. Your own planet, but and then obviously at the end of the episode she just goes back like it's normal. That's pretty terrifying,
Yeah.
traumatizing, and kind of makes you wonder, you know, it's and think about life and yeah, it's very heavy.
Yeah, we were saying right at the end about how I don't think I personally could go back to just Earth after
Yeah.
s not even like seeing it burn because no one was watching, but just like knowing it's gone and all those rocks you
Yeah.
watch. It's just, yeah. It's
Yeah, it's
traumatizing.
oof. Yeah.
And also nearly being burnt into ashes and
Also
stuff like that.
traumatizing. And
Yeah.
meeting a bunch of aliens for the first time, traumatizing.
I wouldn't say that aliens are quite traumatizing, really.
Well,
Maybe some
no,
of
but
them.
like if you never thought they existed before.
Yeah, we don't really know
Honestly,
whether
you're
Rose
surrounded by them.
believes in extraterrestrials before.
Well, she
Obviously.
does now.
Yeah, obviously, the episode Rose, which we discussed
Yeah, we're past
last
it.
week for everyone else. I'll just say last week. Last episode, more accurately. But, yeah. What did you dislike about the episode, Grace? Apart from Jabe dying.
Yeah, Jabe dying was just a real. I just. Oh, it just upsets me that she just kind of burns. I'm like. Ah. It makes me sad. But. You know what? That's probably just the only thing.
Fair.
I don't know. I don't really like the whole robot. I don't know why I don't like the robots. I think they're just.
The little
I think there's
spider
too many
bots.
shots of just the robots. I'm like. We get it,
Yeah.
evil little guys. Like, we don't need this many shots of the little guys clearly being up
Yeah.
to no good. And I think the repeated meme. I think it was too obvious that they were, like, handing out not a gift.
Yeah. I'm surprised
Like,
no
the
one
way.
noticed the egg opened, like at any point. I'm gonna call it an
Yeah.
egg. Just a little
Yeah.
ball.
The leg thing. Yeah. So I guess that's my only axe to grind, really, and Jabe dying. Jabe dying is still the top of
Yeah.
my list, though.
So there's something else I want to quickly touch on that I liked, was how I liked that all of the alien designs were all practical. Even some of like
Yes.
those these like vulture people that I saw in the background in one shot that just looked like they'd been taken straight out of classic Doctor Who. Like, they're just very clearly cheap costumes.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see. I like it, personally. I don't know if there's anything I really dislike about this episode. It's just kind of... it's kind of dated, I guess. Especially with, like, the two pop songs they put on.
Oh, no. You know what? That is the highlight. I'm going to call it now. That is the highlight of the episode for me. Is Toxic by Britney Spears and, well, Tainted Love.
Yes.
And was there a third?
No, it's just those two.
No, just Tainted Love and Toxic. I was just... and you can attest to this. I was singing. It's my jam.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Classic 2000s music.
It's just very, very clearly dated. Iconic. Which I guess is the point, because it's meant to be classic.
English iconic.
Yeah, it's not really a negative. It just...
no.
And the CGI obviously dates it, but Doctor Who's never been really... you should see some of the CGI from the 80s even. It's literally just like PowerPoint stuff. That's just been dragged onto footage. I can show you stuff afterwards. It's amazing.
No, I've seen it.
It's just this floating triangle that just comes and kidnaps people.
Yeah.
In I think it's...
well, yeah, think about like five Doctors. The if we're going into like bad CGI, think about like Christopher Reeve Superman when they trap Zod and his followers, like his members in Zod in the Phantom Zone. It's literally just a flying triangle that comes and like picks them up.
Yeah,
it's quite funny.
Yeah, it's funny in retrospect. Yeah,
yeah, it's got its charm.
I feel like it's just this episode for children, depending how young they are. But for young children, I think could be very, very traumatizing, especially with Cassandra blowing up.
Yeah, exploding.
Yeah,
everywhere. It's like, not just like an explosion, like. You don't see anything. She literally like explodes.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, just the fact that the Doctor doesn't even do anything, he's just like, everything has its time. I know he's like a darker version of the Doctor, but like, I'm not saying it's bad characterization. I definitely buy it because this Doctor has severe war PTSD. It's just, it's not hard to watch. It's just, I don't know.
No,
I think it'd be traumatizing.
Cringes, and for younger people, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
What was your favorite scene? If you had a favorite scene.
Okay, I think my favorite scene was either the one with the Doctor and Rose consulting and sort of arguing, and we kind of spoke about how the Doctor snaps after she says, "Who are you?" Because obviously, for him, the Time War is very, very fresh in his mind. And as far as he knows, he just committed two mass genocides at the literal press of a button.
And he didn't, at that time, he didn't consider himself as the Doctor. Like, he kind of threw their name away in the war to fight in the war and be in the war. But obviously, when the war's over, when he's, you know, committed this mass
genocide.
Double genocide, he's then... you know, trying to find himself again. And I think the darkness in retrospect of like a TV show, obviously, and I guess in real life, is quite hard to come back from.
It's just very interesting that he snaps at that question in particular, because obviously he doesn't accept himself because of what he thinks he's done. So it's a cool detail to realize in retrospect, because I don't think I ever clogged onto that before, because obviously I'd never considered the Time War very much, because it was just this thing that got mentioned twice at this point, first time watching.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I just kind of know all these episodes. I'm just there for like, oh, I remember watching this when I was young, yada yada. Or that scene, I forgot her name, but with the blue plumber lady and Rose. I quite like that scene.
Yeah,
as well.
I can't remember her name. And we never see her, and she's never mentioned again.
She dies. She definitely dies.
Yeah.
Rose says see you later, and then forgets about her 2 minutes later.
That's what I mean when I say we never see her again. She literally dies, and Rose doesn't even mention her.
She's like, Doctor, there was this plumber.
I think that's one of my favorite scenes, and definitely I give you air from my lungs, that scene with
Yes.
the gift. And Jabe's like, oh, how personal. And I just think it's a very funny little banter moment there, and they actually think it's a gift, obviously, because they're trees and it's oxygen. Well, actually, no, it's carbon dioxide. I think that's very
Yeah.
funny because
It's
trees need
also,
carbon dioxide.
it's funny when you
And then
think
it's fine.
about her gift though, 'cause like I said, it's just like offering
Yeah.
someone's toenail or something as a gift. 'Cause
Yeah,
just,
because she gives a
here's
clipping
a
of her
chunk.
grandfather.
Yeah, here's a, it's just a clipping of my grandfather, you know. Just take his toenail, you know.
Yeah. It is very strange.
Yeah.
Especially if the clipping's alive.
Yeah,
Because that
we
means
don't know.
he's still alive.
Yeah, we don't know if.
Surely.
Yeah, are you giving, like, a sentient part of your grandfather, or is it like I said, like a
The
toenail,
rose
or
talks to
Rose does talk to it.
It's
Yeah.
so funny.
So, oh, my name's Rose. You might be related.
Oh.
I'm talking to a twig.
Yeah, I think, but yeah, that's definitely my favorite scene. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it
Is that.
time for rating?
Yes. This is going to be a very short episode. Only 16 minutes in. The other one was like half an hour.
Yeah, well,
There's not much to talk
I said
about.
before, I was gonna say it's a good episode, but like substance wise and plot wise, it like
It's
nothing really
not.
happens after
Yeah.
this, like that is included in this episode. It's just kind of one of those
So I guess
filler
we'll go into the
episodes.
ranking and see how well it is. So the plot. How good is the plot and how important is it? I think it's relatively important because it finishes off Rose's like.
And we learn obviously that
Yeah.
he's from Gallifrey and that he's a time lord. Okay, yeah, to be fair, it's quite important. I always it's because it's at the end, and obviously because I know the
Yeah.
story, I don't really think about it.
So it's the second time Lord's been mentioned. Because obviously
Yeah.
we had the big
The
CGI puddle of
plastic.
plastic go, Time Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know what to rank it on plot, because the plot's relatively simple. It's Doctor and companion land on this place, introduced to side characters. Something starts to go wrong. Bit of
Our
drama between the
character is a
Doctor.
traitor.
Yeah, then like just stuff happens, I guess.
Yeah, it's
Main conflict begins. Character dies. Main conflict concluded. End.
it's kind of cut and dry.
There's not
I
like.
don't know, because it's literally the ending that only makes it important as an episode.
Yeah, the only other things that are important are establishing Rose has a way to call her mother.
Yes.
That she then never does until they go back to modern day. Yeah, this is the last time Jackie speaks to Rose before she disappears. I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah, she disappears for 12 months. It's just an ordinary phone call on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then we establish the TARDIS translator. And we kind of finish off with any possible drama between the Doctor and Rose, really.
Yeah.
Like, unless I'm wrong, I can't really recall a time the Doctor and Rose kind of argue after this point.
Not for a while, at least.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I kind of want to rate it around a 5.
Yeah, I said 5 because there's still important stuff in it.
Yeah, the visuals. I don't know.
Oh,
I feel like the visuals are quite bad in this person. I know we've got to rank it in, like, in terms of what it.
Yeah. I
But
think
yeah.
especially because it's set in space. There's no,
Yeah,
like,
it's.
the only actual, like, set, I guess you'd have is the corridors and, like, the
Corridors and the,
room.
like, 3 rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
It's
definitely.
definitely.
They weren't bad by any means, especially for the time. But was it better than the like last episode? I think last episode was better visuals wise.
Yeah,
But
the thing is, they had a
mostly,
lot less CGI.
yeah, because it relied less on CGI. But this episode didn't have all too much CGI, really. It did,
No,
but
it just
like,
the sky slash,
we had
space.
the outer space shots, which were actually pretty good. I
They
won't
weren't
deny,
bad.
they were pretty good. Then we had, obviously, all the little scenes with the moving robots, like little what the
Yeah.
world's planetoid tripod things. So I don't know.
I'm gonna say a 6.
So we think it was better than last week's?
What was last week's
Five.
ranking? I think it was ever so slightly better.
I
The
think it was
plastic was
good
just.
considering it was like more heavy.
There's more. Yeah, I think that's what I'm trying to get at is, I think it was obviously a bigger. It was a bigger task, so bigger ranking.
Yeah.
I think is my thought.
Characterization.
Oh. I think this is quite good. I think it's quite good actually, because you get to see kind of the doctor's stance on life and death a little bit. Well, we
Yeah.
start to see his stance on life and death in this, when he decides to let Cassandra die and he doesn't do anything about the planet
You
or,
learn
you
quite
know.
a lot about the Doctor just as a whole, because you also learn
Yeah.
how he interacts with other species and other characters, because the only other characters he responded with and had dialogue with, really, in the last episode were Mickey, Jackie, and a big CGI blob of plastic.
Yeah, and even then, interaction was minimal,
Yeah, he
very
had like
minimal.
two lines with Jackie, which were all three lines. Was like, yes, there are. Yes, there is. And
Yeah,
then
exactly.
like a few interactions with, but no, did he actually speak to Mickey? He just said he's
No.
not invited, but that's
Yeah.
addressed to Rose. So yeah, he didn't even do that. But then we learn how he's kind of flirty with Jabe, the tree lady.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah.
I think we get to see more of him. I'm gonna say,
And how
well, that's just for the
sensitive he
doctor.
kind of is
And
with
we
her
get to
family.
see, yeah,
And he
and we get
goes
to
off to.
see Rose in this episode kind of realize what she's done. Like, she's just
Yeah.
ran off with a strange man who's an alien.
She comes to terms with her choice.
Yeah, and we get to see, obviously, that whole bit play out in the argument and resolution, which.
Yes.
It's too fast, but it's beside the
She.
point.
I like that she gets kind of overwhelmed by everything and
Yeah,
then goes
I
and sits
do.
on her own, and the doctor comes to talk to her. Like, I feel like that's quite, I feel like she's very well characterized. As in, like, again, she still makes choices that I think a lot of normal people would make.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just being overwhelmed, which isn't really a choice, but you get the point. Talking to Cassandra. And calling her a bitchy
Honestly, best line from
Yeah.
the episode.
Yeah, that's the best line award that we didn't have last.
Okay, yeah.
So we introduced that, we'll introduce that. Best line award.
Only if there is
Yeah.
like a good line. That's like our special one. So I'm gonna say 9 for characterization.
All right.
A little bit better than last week.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting. I called it props and set in one of them, props and visuals in the other. Props and visual. I didn't mean to put visuals. Props and set, because visuals are the other one. So, props and set. The props. Again, I quite liked Jabe's little computer
I'm gonna say I like the,
device. I liked
yeah,
that it
I
made
like the
bird
tree.
noises.
I was gonna say I like the tree. The
Yeah.
little trees. They were cute. But
Yeah.
yes, the scanner was pretty cool.
Yeah, obviously you've still got like your sonic screwdriver, your psychic paper,
Yeah, you've got
which is
your,
still high
you know, your
quality
standard.
because they're meant to
Yeah.
be used in multiple things. I feel like Jabe's translator was strangely high quality for a prop that was used in like two scenes.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job of that.
I did too. I still feel like I'm surprised they didn't make it into a toy, as far as I know. I feel like that would have been just a great thing to turn into a toy, and you just click different buttons on it and it makes different noises.
Yeah.
That has
It
been
probably
cool.
would have, yeah, would have sold well.
What about the set? I think.
I think they're pretty
Think, yeah.
impressive.
I could definitely buy it
Quite big.
being a space station.
Yeah, for sure. They were quite big, and they all had like similarities
Yeah.
running throughout, making it seem like a spaceship.
It all just kind of felt real, I guess. Like the sets. Like you had those kind
Yeah.
of maintenance tubes that are coated in wires everywhere.
Yeah,
Which
and the
is.
prop for the what is it called? The not reoccurring meme. I said it earlier.
Yeah, the adherence of the recurring meme.
Yeah, I think the arm that the doctor like rips
Yes.
off is quite
And
good.
then pulls one wire out and deactivates all three of them.
Yeah.
Gotta love Bluetooth technology.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
think so. Yeah, that's a good prop.
Think they were all. The ostrich egg was an interesting prop. And the little device that came out of it.
Yeah, I thought the little device was quite technical for something only in it
Yeah.
for a few,
And you don't even get
like
a
with
close-up of
jades.
it.
Jabes, sorry.
It's got a very
Yeah,
similar finish to that as well, so I don't mean to
it
interrupt you.
does. There's like a mini version.
Yeah. Obviously you had the jukebox that then later appears in the most current version of the
Yeah.
TARDIS. Doctor just nicked
Yeah.
that one day and just like, you know what? I'm gonna get
Fine.
that jukebox from platform one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the little like props, all the little gifts I thought were very good, like the little spheres.
Yeah.
They were good.
Do we count costumes in props as well? Because we don't really speak about costumes at all.
Yeah, we can
Yeah.
do. I love Jabe's dress. It was
Yes.
stunning.
I quite liked the what's his name's outfit? I forgot his name. The blue guy you said looked like Ronan from Guardians.
Oh yeah, I have no clue what his name is, but yeah, the little blue guy.
Yeah, the big
Oh
blue
no,
guy.
the bigger blue guy, sorry.
Yeah,
There's two blue guys. Like the host
Yeah.
guy. Yeah, his outfit was cool.
It's very, like, posh looking.
And quickly, I guess a prop you could say, because obviously it's not a person, there'll be a person like operating it, is the face of Beau.
Yes, that's technically, I think,
Which.
a costume we could count it as.
Yeah, well, it fits in this section.
Yeah, it's this
Obviously,
section, technically.
we technically don't know who the face of Beau is yet.
He's just a head in a jar with a little, like.
He's just a head in a jar, and he doesn't seem at all to be important in this
He
episode.
doesn't even speak properly, he just kind of makes noises.
Yeah, or shakes his head. And for
Yeah.
those who haven't, like watched the rest of Doctor Who,
Close your ears now, spoilers.
no, I wasn't saying that. All I was saying is, obviously, we have brought this up because obviously he does come back at some point in a more
Multiple times.
prominent way, but obviously we're not going to say what way.
Yes.
But I think it's just interesting that this is kind of the start of him showing up everywhere, and at this point he's literally, no offense, a nobody at this point. He's not kind of, you don't think anything of him, like kind of all the others, I suppose. I mean,
Yeah.
there's a few lingering shots on him. And apart from that, that's kind of it, which kind of hints that he is someone, but like you wouldn't really think
I
anything
don't think
of
they
it.
even planned ahead for him to be reused at this point. I think it's just.
No.
Yeah.
But he's a big costume slash prop for them to like just kind of
Have. Yeah.
have just for that one episode, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think half the aliens in this episode get reused in as
Yeah.
background in alien like planets for
And
years after
bars.
this. Yeah. Bars on Ekaten, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one or two that reappear from like in Ekaten. Which if you don't know what I'm on about, stay tuned in the next few years, we'll get to it. So what are we rating it?
Oh, eight. Oh, 7 or 8.
I'm gonna go with 7, I think.
Seven? Okay, 7.
Oh, I don't know, because I might go with eight, actually. I'm gonna go with eight because of those, like, the quality of those small one-off props that
Yeah.
are only used in this episode. And, like, the costumes, like, I complimented them being all practical, which is nice. So, our overall, we have a five, a six, a nine, and then eight, which puts us around seven again.
Seven,
Yeah.
yeah, 7 or 8.
So overall, it's around a seven. So that's that.
We
That's
need like a really bad episode now, or like an extremely good one.
Yeah, we need like all nines or like all twos. We'll wait till we get to like the filler episodes.
Yeah, what is the next? Oh, I'm trying to. Oh,
Next
yes, I know
one's
what the next episode.
Dickens.
I feel like that's another just like mid, to be
Yeah,
honest. I think it's gonna be very
I think this
similar.
entire series is like season is
Mid-ish.
really, really good.
There is a. Is it a two-parter? I can't remember. There is a specific one that'll vastly change with mine, and you will know why, because there is a certain character introduced.
Yes. Yes, when we get near the end of this series of Doctor Who.
Yeah, there's a certain character that I
Yes.
enjoy just,
I
yeah,
think,
I just enjoy.
in my opinion, the ne- like, I'd say the next worst episode. The worst episode, like, one that I think's not good, it's, like, not bad, but it's definitely not good, is episode 7 of next series.
Let me quickly
It's the
just have a
Idiot's
look.
Lantern. It's Idiot's Lantern.
Off the top of my head, I know what episode you mean,
The
but hang on.
one with the television lady that eats people's faces.
Oh, yeah, that one's just stupid.
And then we get two mid ones after that two-parter, so episode 10 and 11. Good to see episode 11 back of season 2. Because we got Love and Monsters and Fear Her are the next two worst ones after that. So we've got a while to wait before we get a bad episode.
Oh, Love of Monsters is a bad episode as well.
Yeah. Funnily enough, that I feel like I'm gonna be less harsh when we get to that episode, because it was a
I'm gonna
kid.
be harsh.
It was a kid who made the design of the monster and everything, and that kid is a YouTuber named Channel Pup.
That's fair, but it's still a bad.
Yeah,
Yeah, but he
and
didn't
like,
write the episode, is all I'm gonna say.
he didn't write the episode, but I feel like I'll
The
be
character
nicer,
design is
because
fine, but.
character design's
Yeah.
kind of. Also, fun fact about that episode, which I'll probably say again when we get to that episode, but the original idea for the Absorbaloff in Love and Monsters was for it to be the size of a double-decker bus.
Oh no, that would freak me out.
Don't know, can you
Oh my
imagine?
days.
Anyway,
No.
let's
Anyway.
not go on about different episodes in the future until we get to them.
Yeah.
This actually turned out to be a decently length episode. It's 33 minutes.
Yeah, see, we can ramble on all day.
This is what we mean. I was gonna say Twitch, we're not on Twitch. This is what I mean, whatever you're watching this on. What I mean, podcast viewers. Works better. We can ramble about Doctor Who for hours if we need to. Or if we want to.
Yes.
Or if we're just left in like a call or the same room for long enough. Anyway.
Anyways.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.